This is KCSB FM 91.9, Santa Barbara. I'm Lisa Osborne. On Saturday, November 19th, a few hundred Santa Barbarans and members of the Chumash, Lakota, and Hopi tribes turned out to march in solidarity with Standing Rock, taking a stand against construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline in South Dakota. Tribal members claim the pipeline's being built on sacred burial land, and others say that putting an oil pipe beneath a river that is a source of water for thousands of people is just too risky. The Santa Barbara rally began on the lawn outside of the courthouse at Anacapa and Anapamoose Streets. There were speeches from Chumash elders and others. Then police blocked off streets and escorted demonstrators down State Street to Stearns Wharf, making a right on Cabrillo Boulevard and ending at Pershing Park. KCSB News was there, and here's what we heard.
I want to thank you very much for showing up and all the Chumash community here. Water is sacred, not because it's sacred, but because it's part of us. The Stand with Standing Rock is not a political movement, only it's a spiritual journey of the world. And where we organize from the bottom up, we organize from the bottom up, we organize from the bottom, the young, disabled, old, disenfranchised, the working class, the native indigenous people from the bottom up. My relatives. And I'll give you an example. The students at UCSB passed a resolution to support Standing Rock. That means 20,000 students supporting Standing Rock. I also want to say my compañeros down in Mexico, the National Indigenous Congress, along with the Zapatistas, organizing are going to, in this elections in Mexico, are going to run Indigenous women for the next president of Mexico. From the bottom up, from the communities, the collective communities like we need to do here, and the young people are showing us the way. The young people from the bottom up are talking to their parents. The indigenous leadership needs to listen to indigenous young people, just like the prayers in Standing Rock are listening to the fire. Like Roberta said, the fire that keeps us together. The fire that reminds us, and we have to speak up, that reminds us our relatives, the non-human relatives, those relatives that don't have a voice. And organizations like Keep Santa Barbara Clean are giving the non-relatives a voice. And those are plant, animal, and insect life, the water life, the other elements that make our universe so sacred. It says we need to no DAPL. Let's yell it out. No DAPL.
No DAPL.
No DAPL.
No DAPL.
No DAPL.
No DAPL.
So I want to end with this. All the people here need to go home to the community, the church, synagogue, temple. They need to go out the ocean, the rivers, the creeks. They need to go up the highest mountaintop to the lowest valley. They need to go out the classrooms, the baby city preschool rooms, the high levels of government, the lawns and the courthouses. Every place that we walk, that we swim, that we play, that we work in, bring this conversation up. To organize, organize, organize. Kisi one.
I'd like to start by thanking everyone for being here. My name is Kazmali Lopez, and I'm a local Chumash youth. And I would like to remind us of the dreams of all of the youth and how none of those dreams will be possible if we do not have water. And similarly, the interests of these corporations are not the interests of the youth. And the interests of these corporations are not the interests of the native people. The interests of these corporations are not the future. We have to begin to move beyond that. And the dreams of our youth are part of that, and the movement of our youth's feet. The youth can't vote, but we can vote with our actions. And I would like to show solidarity from the youth to Standing Rock and to all the liberation movements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi guys, my name is Bibi. Thank you everybody for being here and being a part of this. This unity is powerful. I want to introduce one more speaker, and maybe we have two more speakers, and then we're going to go over some chants, and then we're going to get things going. David Gomez.
This is a beautiful sight, just to see everyone here connected. It's so awesome. So I've had the awesome privilege of graduating from UC Santa Barbara. And along with that privilege comes a responsibility for me to be able to lead the path and light the way for... Louder? All right. Yeah. So as a graduate of UC Santa Barbara, I have the privilege of having a great education. And with that comes the responsibility of showing the youth the way. And that means protecting the path that they lead, protecting our world. And so we're here today, united, for that purpose. And it's so awesome to see every single walk of life here. And we're all connected. We are one. We are water after all. So in that spirit, let's rise and let's make this world a better place, because water is life. Thank you.
Call the White House and your representatives. Call every single day. The number is 202-456-1111. Again, 202-456-1111. You can find me afterwards if you'd like that number. We'll post it on the event page. Love water, not oil. Love water, not oil.
Love water, not oil. Love water, not oil. Love water, not oil.
I'm the Reverend Julia Hamilton, lead minister at the Unitarian Society of Santa Barbara.
And you went to Standing Rock. What did you experience?
I was part of a call that went out to clergy around the nation to come and bear witness, to pray with, to stand in solidarity with the elders at Standing Rock. And there were over 500 of us that answered the call. It was one of the most moving things I've ever seen. I camped at the camp for 3 nights, and what I witnessed was a movement that's so much larger than just a pipeline. It's grounded in prayer. It's grounded in peaceful solidarity with the earth and with all peoples. We came together as clergy not to convert or to preach, but to be in solidarity, to say that it doesn't matter what faith tradition you're coming from. We all have an obligation to each other, to stand with each other, to talk about the way that we need each other if we're going to survive. And we need to be with the people at Standing Rock as they exert their own right to self-determination and survival.
What is the mood out there? Some of them have been out there for months, hundreds of people.
The sacred fire has been burning since April. So that's literally, there's a fire that's at the heart of the camp that has been burning continuously since April. The mood is, I would say, serious. There's a seriousness of purpose. There is a focus and a determination and a bravery that is palpable when you first walk into camp. It's It's hard because it's not clear where this is all going to end up. You know, the path forward changes, it seems like, day to day based on the response of the government, based on the response of the Army Corps of Engineers. It seems like maybe there's a window right now with the Army Corps of Engineers halting forward progress on the pipeline until they can do some reevaluation. So there's a little bit of hope that part of that reevaluation will be taking another look at the environmental impact, taking a look at the sacred sites that are, you know, threatened or already have been destroyed. But, you know, the pipeline was originally proposed to go north of Bismarck, and it was deemed that that was too risky because of the population center of Bismarck. So we've done what we always do, which is offload the environmental risk onto reservations, onto indigenous communities, and we just can't allow that to happen anymore.
What about law enforcement activity out there? Are you seeing any of that, or are they just watching?
Oh, no, they're not just watching. They're tear gassing and shooting people with bean bags and arresting people continuously. So when I was out there, I witnessed one action at the river where there's a hill on the other side of a small tributary of the Cannonball River right before it runs into the Missouri. And there are sacred sites on the hill across the water. And the water protectors are lined up on one side of the river, and there's people in the water moving across, and there's the police lined up in their militarized gear on the other side. And the disproportionate response is stunning. You know, you're talking about people who are posing no physical threat, who are getting tear gassed, who I watched get tear gassed, who I watched, you know, people getting shot at that action with beanbag bullets, which makes it sound so much nicer than it actually is. I mean, they can break ribs and cause real damage. And, you know, people would get arrested. The week before, I met a lot of folks who were still dealing with the aftermath of the clearing out of one of the camps, the treaty camp. And people would get sprayed with pepper spray and then arrested and handcuffed and thrown into a van with no chance to get first aid. People treated just with a roughness that was completely unnecessary, that seemed really punitive. So it's tense right now. But they're very clear, the elders on the camp and the people in the movement are really clear. They're not against the people who are the police. They're against the pipeline and the actions that are going on. They hold the police in their prayers. They constantly remind everyone that the police are human beings too, and we're protecting the water for everyone. You know, they want to appeal to the humanity of law enforcement and make sure it doesn't get set up as a us against them sort of situation.
Thanks for taking the time. What can our listeners in Santa Barbara do most to be most effective if we want to help the cause?
Call the Army Corps of Engineers, call the White House, call, you know, you can go online and find numbers and lists of people to call, but we have seen where a great public outcry can make a real difference, and right now is the time when we can make a difference, because once the pipeline goes under the river, the decision's made, and it hasn't gotten that far yet, so this is the time to apply tremendous public pressure to say we will not allow this kind of environmental destruction, this kind of disregard for indigenous rights to pass.
That's the Reverend Julia Hamilton, lead minister at Santa Barbara Unitarian Church. She recently spent several days on the site of the standoff in South Dakota. Santa Barbara City Council member Kathy Murillo was also at the march. I caught up with her on State Street. She was carrying a baby boy in a onesie with a red bandana tied around his head.
Hi, KCSD. Thank you for covering this important event. Yeah. We're doing this for Joaquin, right? We're doing it for this baby. That's why we're here. We're protecting the water, the earth, the air for future generations. We need to transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources. They've done it in Europe. They've done it in other places. We can do it if we put our minds to it.
What has the City Council done?
The City Council passed a resolution, the City of Santa Barbara, to ask for a halt to the construction of the pipeline and more environmental review and tribal consultation. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're marching down State Street, part of the Water is Life demonstration in Santa Barbara, California. Why are you out here today?
Because I believe that clean water is a right for everyone, not a privilege.
How about you? Why did you come out today?
What made me come out today?
Yeah.
Well, I just got back from North Dakota, and I wanted to see everybody that's standing in solidarity.
What did you experience there?
It's very interesting. I don't know, very different.
Was it different from what you thought it would be like out there?
No, not necessarily. It's a lot calmer. It's a very peaceful feeling there for what's going on.
That's what I heard. It's kind of grounded.
Yeah, there's a lot less tension than it would seem like, but it's very peaceful, yeah. I don't know how to explain it, really.
What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem. What was your name?
Lisa, with KCSB Radio.
Awesome, nice to meet you.
You're listening to sound from the No Dapple rally in Santa Barbara. It was Santa Barbara marching in solidarity with Standing Rock on November 19th to protest the building of an oil pipeline in South Dakota. So marchers make their way down State Street. There are people lining the sidewalks. Little blonde-haired boy carrying a sign. Waving a sign, water is life. Defend the sacred, water is life. Protect our mother. No Dapple. With a sign of the earth. Picture of the earth. People of all ages are out here marching down State Street, calling for the halt of the Dapple pipeline. Another sign, when the power of love overcomes the power, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know. It's a woman out here with her four children carrying colorful signs. Can I ask you why you're all here today?
Because I have many children and someday hopefully grandchildren, and I want them to have water to drink.
What do you think? Is this your first march?
Yes.
How old are you?
10.
What do you think of all of this?
Crazy.
Well, it's good you're out here helping to make a change, right? How about you? Having fun?
Yes.
What does your sign say?
I don't know.
Thank you for covering this.
Today.
Fighting for the rights of the Native Americans, but also for all of us human beings. The environmental issues are really concerning. Yes.
That's for sure.
And I'm very concerned that this new president is not going to be much help in that arena. So it's important. The last time I came out was for nuclear weapons in Amsterdam, a long time ago.
We're glad to see you out here today. Thanks for talking to me. All right, we're making our way through Lower State Street. We're about to go under the tunnel from the 101. We're at State and Gutierrez.
What inspired you to come out today?
We're from an environmental group at UCSB called Fossil Free, and we brought our whole team out here.
Nice. I'm with KCSB Radio. We're going to air this on Thanksgiving night.
Awesome. That's incredible.
So what do you want our listeners to know? What can we do?
Bunch of things you can do. Big one we're coming up next is to divest from whatever bank you're in. Wells Fargo, along with Chase and many other leading banks, all invest in the Dakota Access Pipeline. And one way we're all doing is switching on the credit unions. There will be gatherings around banks in the upcoming weeks to do that. That's a personal thing anyone can do. And again, donate. They need blankets. It's getting really cold in Dakota right now. And there's tons of different funds you can go through to donate your blankets, donate money to the Standing Rock Fund.
What's your name?
I'm Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.
This is KCSB FM 91.9 rebroadcasting. The rally against the Dakota Access Pipeline in Santa Barbara on Saturday, November 19th, 2016. About 500 people are out here carrying signs, keep carbon in the ground, respect the treaty, water is life. Okay, some native dancing and drumming and conch shell taking place at Cabrillo and State Street, right in the middle of the intersection. The rally, which started at the courthouse, went down State Street with a police escort. I spoke with an officer who was monitoring the crowd at State and Cabrillo.
What's your crowd estimate today?
What was that?
The crowd estimate.
They were saying like 650.
650.
But I don't... I'd say maybe a little less than that. I think they're 650.
500-ish or so, maybe?
I'd say probably 200 to 300.
200 to 300? Okay.
Best guess. Based on the size and
you had any issues today?
Nope. Not
nice.
A single one.
You guys are great.
Not
blocking off
one.
The street for everyone.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Thank you.
Not a single issue. That's why we like it. What a front.
And I think the electric shuttle drivers like to give a little little break. A long break.
The electric shuttle drivers and the city buses kinda had some figuring out to do, but they got an MTD guy out pretty quick to try to help redirect people, tell them when things were open and stuff like that. So I think for the most part, it's aside for, you know, traffic getting stopped when they decide to stop, it's pretty minimal impact.
Oh, it's cruise ship day too. There's a cruise ship out there, so a lot of more people.
A little more people coming and going than usual, a little more waterfront bus shuttle traffic.
All right, we're watching this Native American dance with drummers in the middle of the intersection at State and Cabrillo. Talk to some police officers, I think, not quite 500 people here, maybe 300. A lot of signs and Santa Barbarans of all ages. No DAPL, no Dakota Access Pipeline, build power for a sustainable world, climate justice now, no DAPL, clean air and water for all, standing with Standing Rock.
Hard and I'm not getting paid either.
Because you want to be out here. What made you come out here today?
Well, my horse was up by Refugio and they had spill up there. He died a few months later because his immune system was challenged.
Are you looking into that?
No, because how can you fight big oil?
How old was your horse?
He was older. He was 26, but he should have lived longer. He was really well taken care of.
Sorry for your loss.
They lost two baby cows too. In the uterus after that.
Your sign says keep it in the ground. What else do you want our listeners to know at KCSB Radio?
Well, we're here in solidarity, me and my son, for the tribes that are being disrespected. And if they've been disrespected, then we've been disrespected. And in one voice, we're here to say that our mother is holy, our earth, we consider our mother. And that thought needs to live on.
Guys live here in Santa Barbara?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. Thank you. How old is your son? 15. Are you a Don?
No, Dos Pueblos.
Thanks for talking to me. Cruise ship is in the harbor today, so people on their way to Mexico got a really good show, something they didn't bargain for. Might have been a little bit of an inconvenience. The electric shuttles had to stop running up and down State Street while the march made its way down State Street. So a policewoman got off her bicycle to stop traffic at Chapala at Cabrillo. You've been listening to sounds from the Santa Barbara Marches in Solidarity with Standing Rock Rally on November 19th. I'm Lisa Osborne. This is KCSB FM, Santa Barbara.
don't believe that everybody is Standing Rock at this moment. You know, we want to send out to them, and they're looking at you guys, and we have many FARFA people in Standing Rock at this moment, listening to every single one of you. So I would like to make sure that they can see you guys in from Santa Barbara out here. We want to hear. Make sure. We don't want to know what oil in our soil and water is like. So what are we going to say to our Standing Rock people at this moment?
Water is life!
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 Love you too.
To organize this, I've never organized anything before, and I want people to realize that you can do something. You can take a stand. If you can't go out to North Dakota, you can do something. Share and use your social media to get your own knowledge, to share to your friends and your family, and then get out there and just be active.